Working with sound really came from working in landscape architecture. Even when I was in school doing my training, the very first projects I worked on in landscape architecture, I just noticed that the sound of any particular landscape or place in the city was, for me, was one of the most interesting parts of a place, and it seemed to be something important to use when you were kind of coming up with new ideas or developing a landscape. And so ever since then, I've been always working with sound. I also because I noticed that it wasn't being done a lot. I mean, that was probably 15 years ago. So there's certainly been a lot more work since then. So that's also one of the kind of a bit of the frustration of working in sort of more typical architecture practices, was to being able to really get into working with sound carefully. So that's what sort of pushed me into more of an artistic approach, as working on it just on my own. I felt like you needed, in order to be able to work with sound for landscape, you had to really take that as a specific approach and almost start from the beginning and just try to imagine, or just begin to imagine, what could sound and landscape even be as a artistic or musical or imaginative process. Looking maybe back for examples of different ideas of people who have tried to work with sound and landscape, and obviously R. Murray Schafer was an early influence on me, but also Yannis Xenakis and sort of his compositional techniques, which I felt kind of began to consider what is the sound of landscape outside of what are the sound of, you know, typical music or the sound of architectural spaces and typical acoustics. What is special or unique about sound of exterior spaces, sound of city landscapes, or even more naturalized landscapes? So I started by kind of looking back and kind of, you know, doing as much history as I could to understand that. And at the same time, I was working on projects where we were kind of building landscapes at the same time. And I was always trying to find ways to work in some kind of sonic element. And one of the simplest ones that I would find was to try and plant as many poplars as I could on any project that I was working on. The poplar is a very particular kind of leaf. It's a very flat, kind of almost leathery leaf, and can be, there's different kinds, but when they're quite small and wind passes through them, they kind of almost create the sound of applause as each leaf hits each other. So, but it's a very articulated sound. You can hear almost each leaf hitting each other. So you hear thousands of small sounds all at once happening over a large area if you're near the trees or under them. And for me, that was always the image of what I felt as kind of an ideal landscape sound illustrated, which is the sound of a lot of things happening at once, kind of a real mixture of small events.